Okay, folks, I did the live and it was just a lot. And I kind of forgot to tell you guys about something that really cool had happened. So as I'm driving out here, I stop in Kansas to get gas. And for those of you that are not aware of it, I'm pretty sure many of you are aware of it. I like the smell of diesel in the morning. I like to work on cars. Hold on a minute. Somebody asked me a question. So, and it's really, really rare to have women that like to work on motors. It's just, there's just not a lot of girls that do it. So I stopped at this one gas station. It was a Love's truck stop. And I'm at the Love's truck stop, and it takes me a minute to get Maggie situated. So I stop and then I hook on her face collar and I talk to her about being good, and and I show her the little beeper to, like, if you're bad, I'm gonna beep you. I give her the whole rundown, and she always looks like she knows what I'm saying, even though I don't know if she actually does. So anyway, we get ready to leave, and or we get ready to leave the truck. And right about this time, these two big, huge white buses show up, and they park, and all these military people start boiling out of the bus. I mean, and they're all in uniforms. Hang on. So they're all in uniforms. And so I'm just like, wow. And then I realize, look, it's all girls. It's like, oh, wait a minute. There's like 80% girls and like 20% guys. I've never seen a whole bunch of military all be girls. I was like, this is freaking amazing. The girls crew showed up. This is great. So I get in line, and I had already come into the thing. And instead of $60, I took in $80 because my truck was three quarters of a tank down. So I figured it was going to be over $60, but probably not $80. But just in case, I took the money in. So I was going back in to get the money back and then get on my way. So I go to get in the register, and these girls like, oh no, just get in line, because we can't leave till we're all gone. So just get in line. So I ask him, I said, what military are you guys in? And the girl said, we're in the National Guard. I said, oh, that's really, I said, are you from Kansas? And because we were in Kansas. No, we're from here, we're from there. And I was like, I'm around a whole bunch of National Guard that aren't supposed to be in this state. Isn't it so cool? And so, what do you guys do? And they said, we're diesel mechanics. I was like, diesel mechanics? This is awesome. And the gal says, well, what do you do? And I said, I like to play with motors too. This is amazing. And I said, I've seen military guys in restaurants. I've just never seen this many military women. I'm just jaw dropped. And they're giggling, they're laughing. And so I get up to the register to get my, my return money from the gas. And so I get up there, and the guy says, well, we don't know how much you got, but the tank register is a dollar and a quarter. And I said, I got like $64, $65 the gas. And the guy says, we don't know what's going on, but all day today, every once in a while, it glitches. And instead of charging somebody, it charges a dollar and a quarter for gas. So I guess you got the lucky break. And so I look at him and I look back, and here's all these military girls. And I asked the I asked, or it was a gal in the beginning. So I asked her, I said, can I use this funds to pay for other things? And she goes, yeah, why? And I said, well, I already planned to spend this money. I said, "So can I buy coffee for these girls?" And she goes, "Sure." So I go, "Are you a mechanic?" And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "Come up here and let me pay for your food." And she's like, "Really?" And I go, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Yay." And so the next girl, "Are you a mechanic?" "Yeah." And the one gal goes, "Almost every single one of us are mechanics." And so it was like, "Are you a mechanic?" "Yay." And the girls that whose coffee, and some of them had coffee and a little snack, the ones that I already paid, when a new one came up, when I had enough money for the next one to come up, we don't cheer. So our register is cheering every time somebody comes up. It was hilarious. It was so much fun. And I said, "I love my nation. I love my nation. I've never seen this many military girls in one place in my life. I've bought many breakfasts, many lunches for military service men, but I've never had a chance to do this for women. This is incredible. And I'm just so excited about it." And then a guy comes up and I said, "I'm sorry, sir. I cannot do you today. I'm doing the girls." And all the girls, yay! We were laughing and having a blast. And I kept asking, "Do I have enough money? Do I have enough money?" And she's like, instead of saying yes or no, she's giving me the total. So I'm waiting for the total to get to like $80. Well, that's not what's going on. She had already gone past $80 and was now telling me the total on top of what I owed past the $80. And I didn't know it. The manager who was standing there, he understood exactly what was going on. He knew that I didn't know, and he knew that she didn't know. We were not communicating because the two of us, because me was celebrating with all these military people. And it's like over 100 of them were there. So I probably bought coffee and snacks for about 30 or 40 of them. It's just the ones at the end. And so she gets to like $80 or $60, something like that, and there was no more people. I said, "Well, thank you very much." And she goes, "Yeah, this will be this much amount of money." And I said, "What?" I said, "I told you to let me know when I got to the end of it, because this was the money that I had budgeted for gas. I don't have extra money to give you extra money. Why did you go further?" And the manager steps up. He goes, "It's okay, ma'am. I've got this." He said, "I understood that she didn't know, and I understood that you didn't know, and we don't really have a way to celebrate the military. So we Loves is going to pay for all the Loves is going to pay for all of the military that you just have to come up and pay." I was like, "You got to be kidding me." He's like, "Nope, thrilled to do it. Thank you very much." It was just amazing. So then I called Island, and then I called Brian, and I was like, "What's the National Guard all doing together on the freeway, all going up from Kansas North and Fort Riley, Leavenworth?" So I don't know what's going on, folks, but the National Guard is moving, and they've got girls. It was amazing. It was super amazing. I knew we had women in the military, but to see that many all at once, it was awesome. Have a good evening, folks. Hope you like the story. And I hope those of you that sent me some money for gas, I was gonna pay it for gas, but the funds were supposed to be sent anyway, and I just had the best time doing something nice for military girls. Thank you, guys. Good night.